Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm getting everything ready here. I got a computer turning on.
Me too. Ooh.
How do you feel about everything that happened yesterday after we went home? Any thoughts? My name's Laszlo. That's Slim Fast. Johnny's in the other room.
It was. I was up late. I was
watching what happened.
Yeah, I was watching.
Were you scared? Were you scared for the future of the United States of America? Mm. Were you angry?
Disappointed? A little angry, probably.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people said they were scared, anxious. I wasn't quite feeling that yet.
Right.
Maybe that's, I don't know, something wrong with me. But
I think a little confusion as to why, right. Like, what is happening?
I think the thing last night that I was most interested in was, will these people get in trouble? Like, is the law looking for these people? Because last night they weren't saying much about that.
Right.
Now, of course, this morning, that's, you know, the FBI's, but they've got pictures and they've figured out some of these people and they're talking about what they could be charged with and all those things. But last night they weren't really saying that, and I was like, are they just gonna let them do that? I don't understand.
I don't think they will. And let me give you a little different, you know, we don't have to dwell on this all day, but we'll go ahead and I'll go ahead and give you my thoughts on it real quick.
Yeah.
Just having a day to process it. Watching it live, I thought, you know, you got my initial reaction yesterday. If you didn't hear it, you can listen to it on the podcast yesterday. But as I've talked to some people, and I've said this, and it's made people's, you know, look at me like I'm crazy a little bit. I feel better about the United States of America today than I have in a long time.
Do tell.
Okay.
Because what we saw yesterday was a sitting president of the United States and his inner circle, right? Son, those types of things.
Giuliani.
Call for an insurrection, right?
Yeah.
Call for violence on the United States government. We saw it. If you're a Trump fan, not a Trump fan, look, if you don't think that they did that, then you're lying to yourselves. You know what they did. You heard it. You know what happened. They tried to incite people, and they did it. Here's the thing. The sitting president, not somebody outside, the sitting president did this, right?
Yeah.
And it didn't work. As a matter of fact, it failed miserably.
What do you mean?
It didn't work. It failed miserably. Yes, those people attacked, but who were those people who attacked? Those aren't tough guys. Not one of those guys was tough. That was your cousin Roy.
That's what I said last night.
That was your aunt's stepson Jeffrey with a Viking helmet on who thinks he's a badass behind the keyboard. That's a dude three cubicles down who has, I don't know, some sort of handwritten correspondence with the Undertaker hanging on the side of his wall.
Exactly.
That's who these people are. There was no tough guys there.
No.
Not one of them. And you know what? Look, there are tough guys who believe that, but they didn't show up. These guys, proof is in the pudding. Once they got in, what did they do?
Took some pictures.
Took selfies. Tried to steal a podium. There was no plan. There was absolutely zero plan once they got there. And then once they left, what happened?
Went back to their hotels.
And then we went back to the business of doing government's work. It failed. And it failed massively. Here's the thing. Cousin Roy and your aunt's stepson who shows up for Thanksgiving every once in a while, wearing his metal jacket, tries to intimidate your grandma because he's so tough. Listen here, you douchebags. You think you're tough guys, but you're not. And you know what you're going to do, guy who put his feet up on Pelosi's desk? Guy who's carrying the Confederate flag through there because you got up, caught up in crowdthink and nonsense. And you know how I know you got caught up in crowdthink and nonsense? Because you didn't have a plan. Once you got there, what were you going to do? Storm the Bastille and then what? Take an ussy? Please. That's what you were going to do? That was the plan from the beginning? So once you got there, you didn't have any plans. Now you're there. And what are you going to do? I'll tell you what you're going to do, Mr. Feet on the Desk of Nancy Pelosi's. When the FBI comes to your house and they bring you back to D.C. and they start to interrogate you about crimes against the United States of America and they start throwing around words even though it isn't a charge of domestic terrorism, you know what you're going to do? You're going to crap your pants because you're not nearly as bad as you think you are. You're not nearly as tough as you think you are. You are going to cry like a little bitch. And you know who's going to hang you out to dry? Donald Trump. Donald Trump Jr. Senator Cruz, Senator Halsey, all those people who incited you to do that. You know what they did as soon as you did it? They denounced you. And do you think Senator Cruz is going to jail with you? Is that what you think? You think Don Jr. is going to jail with you? Don Jr. ain't going to jail with you. The senators ain't going to jail with you. You're going to be sitting in that room alone with your fur on, staring 20 in the face. And you know how I know that it failed miserably? And you know how I know that most of the people listening to me right now don't believe it? Because if you believed what those people were doing, right? If you believed it was to save the Republic, if you weren't all just so tough behind a keyboard and tough on Facebook, if you weren't all of that and you were actually warriors, you'd have showed up yesterday. You would have followed them in. You would have said, we are about to save the democracy. My brothers are out there now storming the Capitol, and I'm going to join them. I'm going to join. I have to join them. I have to join them. I have no other option. I am a patriot. This is the end of the democracy, and the war has started, and I'm going to join them. And you didn't. You know what you did? You posted a meme, you little bitch. You posted a meme. We should feel better about the United States today than we did at any other time. The people that have done this are going to be arrested. And it took less than hours for us to get back in the business of moving on with the government's work.
I agree.
Thanks.
As I was driving home last night, I was talking to someone who said they were nervous, and I said, this is how wars start. And I said, this particular group of guys that I saw on TV today, I don't think they want to start a war. I said, I don't think they want to go home and drink their, you know, beer and watch TV. You know, I don't think these are guys that are really wanting to go to war. They're wanting to make a statement, maybe, or they're wanting to hang out with their friends, you know, cause a little ruckus. But I don't think that means that they want to go to war. It just doesn't look like a group of elite soldiers.
Look, man, when those guys get pulled in and they're questioned, it's not going to be like a movie where the Russians tried to overthrow the United States government. They go, you get nothing from me.
Right.
That ain't the way it's going down.
No.
That's not the way these guys are going to respond to interrogation from FBI agents. I promise you that. No. I promise you that.
And I have a question for you.
Shoot.
What you think. Because you mentioned that these guys, you know, they're going to be staring maybe some prison time.
You know, hey, look, if you were out there and you were just protesting and you didn't, you know, storm the Capitol, then that's fine. Right. I'm all fine. I'm totally fine with people out there protesting. Don't get me wrong. But once you did what you did, it's a criminal act.
So do you think, because as I'm looking at those pictures last night and again this morning, and then they have the FBI's like, you know, the DC cops, they have the wanted posters, here, you know, any information, $1,000. I thought, so let's talk about the Pelosi guy who sat in her chair and took the mail. You know, so he sits in her chair, and later he's standing out front with the mail. I believe it's the same guy. Yeah. And he said, I left her quarter even though she don't deserve it. Now, did he think when he sat in her chair, and especially when he, you know, posed for that picture and then went back outside and obviously talked to the cameras, did he think then, like, I could go to prison for this?
No.
No.
That's how you know.
And you know why?
You know why? Because he's never had to deal with it before.
And because these particular white people, I'm not accusing all white people, but I know people like this. And by the way, I was guilty of this at least somewhat for years. If you are white in this country, especially if you're a white dude in this country, we grow up thinking basically the cops work for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the government works for us. Is that a government building? Well, then I can go in there. And I heard those guys saying it last night. Like, this is our house. Yeah. Right. Our house. And it shows you exactly how they feel. They have that sense of entitlement. They have that sense that the police work for me. That's why I like the police. They can't, you know, rough me up. Also, did you see the videos last night? Because I think it's important that they showed, you know, what was going on inside the Capitol. And we watched the protests and all this stuff. And then you finally got the vote at 4 o'clock in the morning. But last night outside of the Capitol, there seemed to be quite a bit of ruckus going on with the police trying to enforce the curfew.
Right.
Did you see any of the videos of that?
No.
I did not see them on the news, but I've seen videos that people have been sharing online. I always, you know, I need a source other than just, here it is, this just happened 5 minutes ago. But it looked like, I mean, they were definitely in D.C. It was dark out. These police were roughing these people up, and they were, one woman screaming and crying, and she tries to get back towards the police, and he throws her over a wall. And I thought, again, how shocked are they right now? You're not supposed to do this to me. You're not supposed to rough me up.
Right,
you work for me.
We were all Blue Lives Matter until you tried to stop me from going, Ryan, I mean.
Right, exactly.
Think, I have to be honest with you, I also think that's why part of the reason they were able to get into the Capitol.
I question
because
that
I think
too.
The cops thought, these guys aren't going to, they've been on our side. These Trump guys aren't going to, challenge the police. I don't think they were caught flat-footed.
There's been a lot of...
Neither one of them knew what was going on. But at the end of the day, we don't have to dwell on it too much. But let me at least say, look, those people who are arrested, we can move on and hopefully get to a better place. Right?
Agreed.
Hopefully we can get to a better place. It happened. We saw it. Now we all have to move on.
And I will. I do think
and
it's...
I love you, Texas Larry. He says, good morning, guys. Want to storm a military base or something? They can't stop all of us. Larry, there's only four of us, and they certainly can.
Yeah, I think so.
It's me... Buddy. You, Slim, and Jeremy. I don't like our odds.
No.
And plus,
maybe
I know Slim, he'll cry like a baby. If they interrogate him, he's going to give all our names.
Well, I'm
all
not going to make
the emails
it that, far.
That were sent.
I respect boundaries.
All the conspiracy theories that we went through. He's going to give up that. He gave up that text yesterday if he could.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Never felt better.
Do you remember turning 20?
I do.
You felt like an adult, right? Everyone says, you're grown up now. You're
I was
20.
Overseas fighting a war.
And did you feel, I mean, that had to make you feel totally grown up. I'm over here on a boat turning 20.
I was in my mom's house in the basement like you, playing Dungeons and Dragons.
That's probably where I was. I was in college.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, it's weird because at the time I remember specifically thinking
you're
when
fine,
I turned 20.
Jenny. I consider you an American hero. You're a mascot. This kid over here.
Tough work.
I remember thinking, like,
No, I really was. I remember turning 20 and 21 in the Persian Gulf.
But it's a monumental thing. I remember thinking, I'm in the same age category now as the people on Friends. Like, aren't they in their 20s? Weren't they in their 20s? You know, on the show?
They were probably
28, 29. Sure. I mean, they're totally grown-ass adults. They have apartments and stuff. I'm in my 20s now. I'm grown up. But also, when I was a kid, when someone said something was 20 years old, you're like, Jesus, you're old.
Yeah.
I'm talking about something that's 20 years old. The biggest thing, I think, for me was classic rock stations. All that music was from almost exactly 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's some old music. You know, it's 20 years ago.
Right.
But when I see stuff now that, you know, we possibly played in radio, Lazo, you almost certainly did play these songs, turning 20, and some of them I'm not all that shocked by. Some of them I go, okay, I would think that that's that old. So you tell me whether you're surprised or not surprised, but I'll just go through a quick list of things that's turning 20 this year, and I'll start with songs, okay?
All right.
Remember this?
How could you forget it?
How could you forget it? And by the way, when you search for Smooth Criminal, you know Alien Ant Farm comes up before Michael Jackson?
Not shocked at all.
I was kind of shocked, but maybe I shouldn't be. That's 20 years old. Here's another one. I know Lazo knows this song for sure.
Partner.
I'm going to... be loving this right here. I&P Biscuit is right you know, here.
Yeah.
That's Rolling, Rolling, Rolling.
I know that
rolling.
Song, sure.
Yeah, Rolling, Rolling, Rolling. Okay, here's one that they
people
said...
people don't know that about me. I'm old friends with Fred and Wes.
Almost a manager.
Been friends with them for years.
This song.
I haven't talked to him in a while, though.
So funny to me.
This song seems older
than
20
years.
Now
I'm friends
with
Fred? Yes. I don't know why it surprises you.
They put out that album. I guess it's been more than 10 years ago now, but I feel like they reached out then. This song. Afro Man. That to me, I feel like if you said, how old is that baby? Like, ah, probably 20 years. Same with this one. This actually seems old to me. Shaggy?
I don't even know I know it.
It wasn't me, but she saw me in the bedroom. It wasn't me. Then she saw me in the car. It wasn't me.
I don't know that song, honestly.
Senior year of high school, almost.
Then she saw me butt naked, standing on the bathroom floor. All right, here's one that we played. I know we played this song, Lazo.
Yep.
Now, this doesn't seem like it should be 20. Nelly Furtado, I'm Like a Bird, is 20 years old. That doesn't seem right. Okay. Missy Elliott, get your freak on. This does seem 20 years old, I'd say.
Yeah, it does.
Right? That seems 90s almost.
Yeah,
you know, I would have said that possibly came out in the 90s. Same with this one. By the way, I love this song. That's my favorite Britney song. Do you have a favorite?
Favorite what?
Britney song.
I didn't even know who that was when you
Slave?
I don't know. Hit Me Baby One More Time. I like that one. For you. I don't know a lot of... I know.
Over 20 years
I know
old.
That. I don't know that song.
Really?
Slave?
Yeah, I don't know that I really know. I know that.
That's
what's
snake,
the one?
Right?
The one in the Catholic schoolgirl outfit.
That's hit me,
hit
baby.
Hit me, baby, one more time. I know that one for sure.
That's even older because she was like 17 when that came out. So it's probably
that's my favorite.
Probably almost 25 by now.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't know a lot of other Britney songs. To be honest,
that was
with
the snake one, right? Slave was the snake one.
I don't remember what the snake one was. You mean on the MTV Awards?
Yeah.
The video was her in the airplane.
No.
Yeah, that's Slave, right? Oh no, wait.
No,
that's toxic. That's toxic. You're right. Slave is the snake. You're right.
Okay.
Okay, here's another one that's 20 years old this year. Never meant to
make your daughter cry. Oh, yeah.
That seems like... My baby is drama, mama. Don't like... Okay, that one, by the way, has stood the test of time.
Yeah,
so
that's still a good song.
Still
I was like, oh, man.
Still
I like
a really good
that.
Song.
Of all the other ones you played before, and I don't need to hear
they
any of them.
They kind of sound dated
like, yeah,
and like 90s, you know, which mm-hmm. were bordering on 90s. You're talking like 2001. Here's another one, though. This one surprised me a little bit. See if this surprises you. Clint Eastwood, The Gorillaz.
Yeah, this sounds like the 90s to me, too.
Yeah,
me, too.
Same.
I think of that as kind of a 90s song. This one, actually, to me, is the oldest in my mind. I would have guessed it's even older, and I would have said it's almost 25 years old. Right out the window, trying to hold on, didn't even know I wasted it all just to watch
you go. You go. You know what? Here's the thing, though. I don't know that much about Linkin Park. I don't like them. It's fine. I know a lot of people do. Whatever. It's fine. That's just not my thing. But they put out like 7 albums.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be on the first one or the 7th one. If you told me that came out in their first album in 2000.
You're right.
I'd be like, oh, okay. Or if you told me that came out on the last remix album that they did in 2013. I'd be like, of course it did. I have no idea.
Yeah, you're right.
And they all sound
like I know that's
the
a
same.
Hit. But if you told me that came off one of the albums in 2009, I'd be like, oh, wow. Okay.
Right.
You're right. Because I'd never like bought their albums or anything. I never really liked them. So there's other stuff on here that I'm not all that familiar with, like Madonna and Gwen. I mean, it's to me, Madonna, like everything she did was 30 years ago. You know what I mean? It's not surprising that it's 20 years ago. Now, how about movies, though, that are turning 20?
Okay.
Shrek. Shrek is 20 years old. That one surprises me a little bit.
You know, those kids' movies surprise me, too, because my kids watch them and they're not 20.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that always throws you a little bit. So I'm like, my kids love Shrek.
Right. It must have come out when they were alive.
I don't know when it came out. Right.
The Fast and the Furious.
Oh.
It has to be 20 because there's 20
movies.
They've got
20 of them.
Right? I mean, they can't be making more than one a year. Bridget Jones' Diary. I would have said 90s
for that. I never saw it.
You never saw it?
No. Has that got Hugh Grant in it?
No, I don't think she's in it. It's got...
Yeah.
Is he in it?
I think so.
It's got that Colin
what's her
guy.
Name and
Renee
Hugh Grant.
Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
And she's doing a British accent.
Yeah, but I don't know that
people
movie.
Gave her a hard time.
I mean, I know it. Of it. I just I haven't seen it.
I think they made two of them.
Time. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen it.
Bridget Jones' Next Diary, something
her
like that.
Baby. She had
Bridget
a baby
Jones is having a baby. Yeah. I saw them all. Legally Blonde. I would have said that that's a 90s movie, too.
Nah, that
no?
one I know. That one I know was 2000s. In
you
college.
Do?
College, yeah. I was in college when that came out.
So, well, then it at least feels like it's 20 years old to you.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay. Zoolander. That feels old to me. I would have said over 20 years. This one surprised me quite a bit because you told me this came out in 2009, as late as 2009, maybe even 2010, actually. I'd believe you. Training Day.
Oh,
that movie's 20 years old?
The other day, man.
It's a good movie.
That movie stands the test of time.
20 years old?
It really does stand the test of time.
I've never seen it.
Did you see him? Oh, you got to watch it. Did you see him with Shaq?
With Shaq, no.
Oh, he was doing like a basketball thing.
I didn't see
Denzel was on with Shaq, and Shaq was like, you got to do it for me. You got to do it for me. And Denzel's like, all of you? All of you are going to do this to me? King Kong ain't got nothing on me. And then he did it for Shaq, and they were all laughing.
That's
great.
Cool. That's like, remember when Matt Dillon called?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Okay, you got to do it. You got to do it. Just say it. Just say it. All right, let's do it for Johnny, man.
That was great when we got Matt Dillon to do that.
Yeah. Donnie Darko, 20. I would have said 90s movie for Donnie Darko, I think.
Yeah.
Also, if that's your favorite movie, we're probably not going to have a lot in common. Now, you can like it, but for people who are like, it's the greatest movie of all time, I'm like, do you really believe that? Cellar Door?
I don't know. I understand it.
Huh?
I don't know that I understand it.
No, I don't. That's my thing.
So it's like I get it for the art that it is,
exactly.
I guess. I don't want to downplay that.
Or like
that,
you always talk about
like,
the college philosopher.
But we may have a lot in common. I just, either you're trying too hard and we don't have a lot in common, or you're just smarter than me, and
exactly.
So I'd like to hang out with you.
Oh, so
I feel
either
like
way,
either one of those.
I feel like either way, we're probably
either
not
way you're not
along.
Happy.
You're
I'm okay hanging out with people who are smarter than me.
You're either going to think I'm stupid, or I'm going to think you're stupid, depending on once we break this down a little bit. Monsters Inc. 20.
Okay. That's crazy.
That surprises me.
Yeah.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, 20 years old. I guess that makes sense though, because those kids were 10, and now they're 30, so that makes sense. Ocean's 11. I watched Ocean's 11, I don't know, like within the last year, it looks kind of old. I was surprised at how old it looks because there's so many sequels and stuff. Lord of the Rings, Lazo and I saw that together.
I hate that movie.
We held hands and went and saw
Fellowship of
the Ring.
All of it.
We saw it on Christmas Day together.
So stupid.
Wow.
I hate wizards.
He took me to dinner.
I hate wizards. Movies about wizards, talking trees. I hate the band Rush. I don't like any of it.
Man, I saw a guy yesterday. He said it was a commenter on Twitter talking about what happened at the Capitol. And he's like, man, I'm sitting at work today, and the guy who works in the cubicle next to me, who, by the way, just sits and listens to Rush albums all day, he said, I heard him at around 5 o'clock, said, uh-oh, Antifa's breached the Capitol. And he's like, I took everything I had in me just to not shout him down. I love that he says he listens to Rush all day. Black Hawk Down is 20 years old. Blow. That surprises me a little bit.
That's a good movie.
You're going to make fun of me. I've never seen this one all the way through, but Ali.
Oh, it's great. You haven't?
No, I feel like it got sort of mixed reviews at the time, and it was like 3.5 hours long
great.
Or whatever,
good
so I was like,
watch
okay.
Watch it. It's great. I can't believe you didn't. Me and you went to the Muhammad Ali Museum together, didn't we?
Yeah, I thought it was
unbelievable, right?
I know. I've seen it in pieces. Like, whenever it was on cable, I would watch it for bits and pieces, but I never sat down and started from the beginning because it was
the
a
Muhammad
long
Ali Museum is kind of cool.
It is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what a nice outing for the three of us to do.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh yeah,
nice.
We all went there together. Huh?
We did.
That was really really nice.
When you can still go places.
I feel like we were having a tough day that day too. You know, whatever they call that. You know, living the struggle. We were hungover. Is what I'm saying.
we
were like, I don't want to do anything. And like, there's museums. Like we're kids on a field trip.
I do think I had to drag you two.
You did.
I was like, come on, there's Muhammad Ali Museum here, and you're like. Muhammad Ali, I'm like, come on.
I don't want to go to the museum.
We went,
had
good.
Sunglasses on inside.
Could just take a nap.
Yeah. But that was cool. I especially liked seeing that they had the torch there. Thought that that was cool. You know, the Olympic torch.
Oh,
the
yeah.
actual torch.
Well, and it was
there.
Crazy because it was right after he'd passed away, remember? So all the big flower arrangements from the funeral and everything were still there.
Then finally, albums. We'll go through these quickly because we've done this long enough. Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo. Is that Jenny from the Block, Jeremy?
I love that album.
Is that Jenny from the Block? Okay. Janet Jackson, All For You. Destiny's Child, Survivor. Survivor, I would have said, is like 95. I can't believe it's only 20. NSYNC, Celebrity.
Yeah.
Again, 90s. No Michelle Branch, The Spirit Room. Which one's Michelle Branch?
I have no idea which. I couldn't name it.
Is Michelle Branch? Let me guess. Michelle Branch is the one that does.
Like a dove.
No. She does. Hold on. I got it. She's,
I have to think about it.
Hold on. She's,
I'm torn.
Making my way back town and down. Damn it.
The Vanessa Carlton.
Damn it.
What was Michelle Branch?
I was positive that was her. Making my way downtown.
No, that's Vanessa Carlton. Because she was a piano player.
Weren't they all?
No. I thought
where have all the cowboys gone?
I thought all those bitches played piano. They sold the CDs at Starbucks and stuff. That's Paula Poundstone.
No.
Paula Poundstone.
She had the hairy armpits.
Oh, that Paula.
Paula Branch.
Paula Colvin.
Poundstone. She was a comedian.
Paula Cole.
Sean Colvin.
Paula Cole.
Sean I just Colvin. Made that up. That's not right.
I think that's right.
Yeah, it's Paula Cole and it's Sean Paula Colvin. Cole.
It is? Oh, okay.
Sean Colvin, Paula Colvin.
Paula Cole. Where have all the cowboys gone?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out who Michelle Branch is.
That was Jeremy's
anthem. What the hell did Sean Colvin sing then?
Apparently Michelle Branch is married to the drummer from the Black Keys, in case you were wondering.
Hold on. Sean Colvin? Is that what you're
Sean
saying?
Sean Colvin.
I don't know. Do I know who that is?
C-O-L-V-I-N.
Okay, Sean Colvin. I see her here.
That's the Sonny Came Home.
Sonny Came Home.
Oh, my God.
Where have all the Sonnies gone?
I so many them.
Those are two different songs?
Yes.
Mind blown. Mind blown.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
All right, it is me, Laszlo. Slim Fast is here. Journey's here. Dallas, Fort Worth, Kansas City, Las Vegas, the Dakotas, Coronado Island, wherever. Alaska, apparently.
Canada, Ohio.
Oh, yeah, Toledo. I always forget about Toledo.
Yep.
Beautiful this time of year. Anyway, anything going on in the world of news? Seems like
there's quite.
Were
a
you able
bit,
to find
actually.
Anything to
yeah.
talk about?
I took some digging, but you know, I think it's that time of year. The holidays are behind us. Everyone's thinking I got to get back to work, you know. And so I don't know. Maybe they're still on vacation, so there's not a ton. But there seemed to be a lot of talk about some stuff that was happening yesterday, I guess, in Washington D.C. in the Capitol.
Right.
Apparently, some people showed up at the Capitol. There was going to be supposed to be, you know, an electoral vote procedure that happens,
okay.
and they, you know, confirm that Joe Biden is the president-elect.
Oh.
And I guess there are some people that don't like that. They don't like that he won, or that they think that it was stolen, or whatever. So they get this. They showed up in D.C. Now they said they were going to show up. They like posted about it. They warned everyone about it, and they showed up.
Right.
And also, by the way, like their leaders were saying, you should go fight. You should, you know, storm the castle. All this crazy
they
rhetoric.
Said that?
They were saying stuff like, you know, let's have trial by combat. That's what this one lawyer said.
Sure,
he said trial by combat. That's what we need. And so it seemed like there was some warning. Yeah, listen to this guy. He says, you know, you got to have trial by combat. To me, that means you should get violent, right? Not like, you know, cast another vote.
We get to see the machines that are crooked. The ballots that are fraudulent, and if we're wrong, we will be made fools of. But if we're right, a lot of them will go to jail. So let's have trial by combat. I'm willing to stake my reputation. The president is willing to stake his reputation on the fact that we're going to find criminality there.
I love those valuable
now,
reputations.
Who's that?
That's a lawyer for the president.
What's his name?
Giuliani. He used to be the mayor of New York City. Yes.
Oh.
He was on Seinfeld.
And he said that we should have combat.
He said trial by combat, and that he stakes his entire reputation on whether or not you know, this election was stolen.
Got it.
Yep. Hmm. Now, the president himself was there and his son. So he's got a son, goes by the same name, just Junior.
Okay.
He also seemed like, now again, this is, you know, in the morning, it seems like they're this was on TV, people might be aware that these people seem upset. You can hear the tone.
Okay,
in
this
his,
is the son.
The son. Yeah, listen to his voice.
Stand up and fight. Stand up and hold your representatives accountable. And when you do, we can keep America great. Thank you, Patriots. Thank you, America. Keep fighting.
Big Patriots fan. So, you know, maybe not as direct as trial by combat, but it's something. And then his dad, who's the president, he was also there. Man, all this bulletproof glass and stuff. They were like in this bubble. It was crazy. Yeah. And so they must have, I mean, even them must have thought like, you know, this crowd, a little unpredictable. But the president, I also felt like he was, you know, not in the best mood.
We're going to walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. I love Pennsylvania.
Well, hold on.
And he said, going to
wait,
the Capitol.
That's the president? Can you pause that?
Yeah.
He said, we're going to walk down Pennsylvania Avenue?
Yeah, yeah.
Did he walk with him?
No.
Oh, when he says we're, he means you.
Right.
I am going to go back to my house.
I don't think Giuliani went either.
Oh, so, or the son?
Mm-mm, I didn't
see him. We're going to walk down Pennsylvania Avenue? He means you're going to walk down Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah, go do it.
He didn't do it.
No, I don't
think. You sure?
Yep. He was in his bedroom.
But he said we're.
Yeah, but.
Like, if I said we're going to go to the bathroom, then that would mean like me and you together, right?
You wouldn't say, no, I meant that Slimfast would go and I'd stake my reputation on whether or not he could pee.
And get in a bulletproof car.
Right.
You know, it's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, okay. So I don't think he went. He went back. He went home.
And we're going to the Capitol. And
wait,
we're going
did they go to
the
Capitol?
The
president, Donald Trump, and Giuliani.
No, they did not. They
so
did
they
not.
Sent those people to the Capitol.
They told the other people.
Yeah. Got it.
It's one of those things that's kind of like, we'll all do this. It'll be so much fun. And then maybe they got scared at the last minute. You know,
I remember,
when you were a kid,
mm-hmm.
you probably had moments like that. Like, we're going to go do this.
Yeah,
we're going to go put dog poo on Mrs. Johnson's doorstep or whatever. Yeah, and then everyone gets out of the car and you're like, I'm scared. Yeah, I'm going to stay here. So maybe that happened. Maybe they got sick. I don't know.
And we're going to the Capitol. And we're going to try and give our Republicans, the weak ones, because the strong ones don't need any of our help, the kind of pride and boldness that they need to take back our country. So let's walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. I want to thank you all. God bless you and God bless America. Thank you all for being here. This is incredible. Thank you very much.
Apparently it was incredible. So these people are outside. There's been some rhetoric. There's been some things exchanged. But here's where it gets totally bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
They've only got, like, I don't know, it looked like about 8 cops protecting,
really?
Yeah, protecting the Capitol. They had these little barricades that, like, my dog could jump over these. They're like baby gates, you know? And there's, like, a couple of, some of these people look like they might have just been, like, uniform security guards. It's hard to tell.
Right.
But there's, like, 2 guys trying to hold back the first fence and, like, hundreds of these Trump supporters, and they push it over. One of the cops is throwing punches, you know, and then he gets trampled on. It was just, you know, they weren't prepared for this.
There were a lot of people there to stop him.
Yeah, so that, you know, then they just kept moving closer and closer and closer, and eventually they got inside.
They got inside?
They broke the doors open, broke the glass, they got inside.
The Capitol?
They chased police officers around. Yeah, someone got shot and killed.
What?
Yeah, it was nuts. I know. I mean, I've never.
You think they'd be prepared for that?
Yeah. Well, there was a.
Is it always like that? I feel like I've been in Washington, D.C. a couple times. I was there for the 4th of July once.
That's cool.
And it felt like, you know, when they do the fireworks and the parade and everything, it was really neat. But I just felt like there was a lot of security.
Right. Yes.
Like, I didn't ever feel like I should just roll into the Capitol.
Right.
I didn't feel like that was a thing. Like, I remember even going to the top of the thing and smoking a joint behind Washington's monument, which is pretty cool. If you get a chance to do that on the 4th of July, if you're a real patriot, one of the things you can do, you can go to the Washington Monument and sit at the base of it. I sat at the base of it with a buddy of mine, and we smoked a joint while the Navy band was playing and the fireworks were going off. That's pretty American.
Pretty awesome. So, yeah, someone.
But I never felt like after that we should just go into the Capitol and see what we can do.
Right.
I didn't think that sounded like a good idea to
maybe
me.
Maybe go sit in someone's chair and pose for a picture or something. I didn't know that
like
you could
take
do
a podium
that.
Or anything.
Right. Well, I don't think you are supposed to do it because these people apparently.
I didn't think it looked like
now.
It didn't look like I could.
But as of yesterday, it looked like it was a pretty easy thing to do. I'm not sure. But someone did get shot. So they break inside. Then they keep trying to get further and further inside the building, right? And they're trying to get to, like, the actual floor. And so, get this. All the representatives and stuff have been ushered out. They get in, like, these underground tunnels or something, and they leave. So they're all gone, but there's still some people sitting there, and they're barricading the doors with, like, furniture. I'm not kidding, Lazo. If you've ever seen a movie where someone takes a dresser and pushes it in front of the door, they literally did that. They took a giant piece of furniture, and I guess the doors didn't have locks on them or something. I'm not sure.
I just watched a movie. I don't remember which one it was. Somebody was like a trained, trained ass kicker of some sort. Okay. I don't know if they were a good guy or a bad guy. And the other person wasn't with them, and someone was trying to break in, and they stuck a chair under the door.
Right.
And the person who was trained said, well, it only works in the movies. Like, it's not a real thing. You shouldn't do that.
Well, they had more than a chair. It looked like a big armoire.
Okay.
It was bigger than a chair.
Yeah, it was big.
It was big. But, so, you know, the vice president is in there. So their secret service.
Vice president's in there?
Yeah, and they're, well, they've ushered him out, but his secret service, some of his secret service are still there because they got to protect him. Mm-hmm. Lazo, there is a mob of people screaming. They've made it all the way into the Capitol.
Why do they have to protect the vice president?
Because, you know,
aren't they there to be, like, friends with the vice president?
Who, the people that were storming the place?
Yeah.
I think so, but I don't know. Maybe he wasn't.
Why would you have to protect the vice president?
Well,
the
because
president
the president
should just
said
be able to,
like
hang out with him, right?
The president.
Because they like the president and the vice president. Didn't they just say that we were all walking down Pennsylvania Avenue?
They stopped
together?
Liking the vice president.
When?
So when the vice president, he issued a statement to the president saying, I'm sorry, I can't overturn the election for you.
Oh.
And so now well, they don't like him. Right.
That's an easy way to make enemies.
Yes, that's, you know. Look, I've been on the radio for a while. I know sometimes I say something and go, oh, I should not have said that.
Yeah,
and then I get worried. You know, I'm
right,
like checking out my blinds
Pence
at night.
Went through that, like, boy.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have said that.
Shouldn't have said that. Yeah. So they're trying to get further and further inside there. And at one point, Lazo, the police officers and possibly some Secret Service, we don't know for sure who all was involved with this. We do think they've said that the shooter was a police officer, but they barricaded one of these doors and there's a crowd of people and they're trying to get up over this barricade.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this girl there, and this girl, she's like got a Trump flag wrapped around her stuff. She jumps up on top of this thing to try and get through the top, over the top of the barricade. At least that's what it looks like.
What's she trying to get to, though?
I guess further inside of the cabin. Maybe go talk to Pence. I don't know.
She's trying to get in the.
Mm-hmm. They're trying to get, because that was the last thing that they had blocked off, basically.
Was
they
the gotten floor, everywhere else. The floor?
Yeah.
The house, the
there's
floor
like
of the
literally
house,
like furniture and stuff blocking it. Yeah.
So she had somehow figured out a way to get over the doors?
Well, I don't know if she'd made it. I don't know if those were the doors to the floor. I believe it was like a hallway that was getting very close, though.
Yeah.
And they had stopped everyone up to that point, at least in this particular side of the building. She jumps up over this barricade, and she's like, you know, the highest up and the closest, it looks like in the videos.
Okay.
To get over this barricade, they shot her.
Oh.
They shot her. It's something. They shot her. And there was a guy who was there, and he comes running out. He was with her when she got shot. He comes running out. He's got blood on his hands. Literal blood, not proverbial. Okay. Blood on his hands. And an anchor sees him, a news anchor, and she says, excuse me, can I talk to you? And he says, yeah. And she's like, what just happened?
So
like,
he came running out.
Yeah. He's like, someone just got shot. And he's not happy. He doesn't think people should be getting shot.
Where did you enter the building, and where did you exit?
Other side with the scaffolding. We tore through the scaffolding through flashbangs and tear gas. And blitzed our way in through all the chambers, just trying to get into Congress or whoever we could get into and tell them that we need some kind of investigation into this. And what ends up happening is someone might have ended up dead. And that's not the kind of government we can have.
That's not the kind of government
Wait,
we
hold
can
on
have.
A second. So we went through scaffolding.
We blitzed.
We broke in. They tried to stop us with flashbangs and tear gas. And you went past that so that you could go in and tell Congress you need an investigation?
Yes.
And as you got there, then they shot you,
mm-hmm.
and that's not the kind of government we want?
Cannot have that.
Got it.
So, kind of a sad day. So all that happened, right? Eventually, they did get down to the floor. Everyone was evacuated. They did get down to the floor. One guy sat up there in the vice president's chair, you know,
mm-hmm.
and declared Donald Trump president. Another guy came up.
Is he president?
Did that work?
I don't know how that works. I'm not a constitutionalist.
What was the guy wearing? Like a moose head or something?
That guy came later.
That okay. Was later,
so
yeah.
You.
What
yeah.
about the guy who did the guy? If he said,
yeah.
did he have any? Once he got down,
he's
there,
wearing like a black
is it like
coat.
A game of like King of the Castle?
Oh.
Oh.
Or like, King of the Hill. Like once he got down there and got the gavel,
you're it.
Then is he in charge?
Maybe
he's like Trump's president. Doc, doc.
The sword in the stone or whatever?
There you go, yeah. I don't know.
Did it work?
I don't know. Again, I'm not a constitutional scholar. I really don't know how all that stuff works. I was just watching it on the TV.
Okay, got it.
So, but he did
but
say
we don't
that.
Know then.
But then the guy you're talking about looks like the hormone monster from Big Mouth.
Yeah.
He showed up.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were promoting the show or what was going on.
Have
face
no shame,
on.
Maury.
Yeah. So he was there and he stood back there for a while too. I don't know what he said, but But he was all over the place.
Well, I know what he said. What
did he say?
Screw her. Grab her boobs.
Oh,
I watch
yeah,
the
maybe,
show.
Maybe. I assume. That makes sense. I guess I do watch the show. So anyway, that's
we
what happened yesterday. Now, I will say that after...
Anybody who's never seen that show has no idea what I'm talking about.
Oh, everybody's seen Big Mouth.
I've never seen it.
It's good.
Jeremy doesn't like anything. But everyone got evacuated, right? Then they eventually get all of these blitzers out of the building, okay? They restore order. The Senate comes back, and Congress comes back, and they start doing their thing. And at about 4 o'clock in the morning, depending on where you live, 2 o'clock in the morning, somewhere around there, they finally finished what they were supposed to get done yesterday during the day, and they announced that Biden did win the Electoral College vote.
The whole number of electors appointed to vote for President of the United States is 538. Within that whole number, a majority is 270. Joseph R. Biden, Jr., of the state of Delaware has received 306 votes. The announcement of the state of the vote by the President of the Senate shall be deemed a sufficient declaration of the persons elected President and Vice President of the United States, each for the term beginning on the 20th day of January, 2021.
Ugh. That guy was on TV last night. He's like the worst game show host.
What happened earlier? With the guy with the gavel who said right. Trump was president, that they just overrode him?
I guess so. I guess they're just like not even going to listen to that guy.
Did somebody else hit the gavel afterwards? Is that why it like
I think how it works
out?
in America now. I could be wrong.
Okay. Last one
I think
with
how it works now
wins.
Is
there you go. That works.
I think it's whatever you want. So if you like the guy with the gavel that said Trump won, then Trump won.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
If you don't like that guy and you like the voting, then you say he lost. Right?
Got it.
But each group is allowed their own facts.
But who's the president?
Right now, it's still Donald Trump, but it's going to be Joseph R. Biden on the 20th of January. Yeah.
Is that going to make the gavel guy pissed?
I think so. I think that's why he was in there in the first place. He was pissed at the prospect of
well,
Joe
he
Biden.
Banged down the gavel and said right. Trump's president.
I know.
But Trump was already president.
It's
but
like
then somebody got the gavel after him, therefore,
right.
by that rule.
And they changed it and they said Biden's president.
It's right. like there's no rules. Hmm. We don't even follow the rules. Anyway, so that's what happened yesterday.
Well, it's very confusing.
It is. I don't watch C-SPAN all day and night. Excuse me. You know? I know I'm supposed to, but I don't.
Right.
So we will talk about the reaction to the things that happened yesterday. Woo. Next.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. What are we doing, man?
Okay, so now you're up to date on what happened yesterday, right? All that made sense to you?
Gavel guy, got it.
Gavel guy, hormone monster, all of them.
Yes.
It was crazy. So, like I said, that ended with, you know, eventually, in the middle of the night, they voted, or they had their, you know, I guess they voted because they're the people who were objecting or whatever, so they voted, and they accepted the Electoral College vote. And said Joe Biden was president. So that's how it ended.
Okay.
So then today, everyone's got a reaction to this thing, right?
Okay.
I mean, like everybody has reactions.
Because it was a big deal. Yeah,
everybody's talking about this. So Joe Scarborough, remember him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know him.
He's on TV. I think he does TV with his wife, right?
I think so.
And he used to be a congressperson, and then, you know, we won't. Yeah. Anyway, he's not a congressperson anymore. Mm-mm. So now he's on TV. He says that Donald Trump and Giuliani and Trump Jr. should all be arrested.
Arrested?
Yeah, for insurrection against the United States. That's what he says should happen. He also cursed on live television today.
What?
And I'm not talking about a little baby curse, like crap or damn. It was the big boy.
I don't think this would have happened with Black Lives Matter protesters.
Let me tell you something. We don't have to even go there. If these insurrectionists were black, they would have been shot in the face. And my God, if these insurrectionists were Muslim, they would have been sniped from the top of buildings. So I want to know from the Capitol Hill police, what is it? Is it just white people? Or is it Donald Trump supporters? Why do you scream at people for walking across the street 3 blocks away from the Capitol? Why are you known as badasses around the Capitol? But then Trump supporters come in and you open the f***ing doors for them.
He said it though.
You open the doors for them and let them breach the people's house. What is wrong with you?
It's like Training Day level of anger,
he
right?
He makes a good point.
Yeah. So I know he used that word insurrectionist. Don't worry. I looked it up. I'm not the only one. It's the most Googled word of the day in the United States, and I'm not even making that up.
Okay.
What does insurrectionist mean? Noun, an act or instance of rising in revolt, rebellion, or resistance against civil authority or an established government. So I think Star Wars, like every time they, you know, blew up the Death Star and stuff, they would be insurrectionists, right, for going after the Empire.
Got it. Mm.
That's at least how I took
rebels.
That's how I took that. And they were rebels in that movie, probably because they ended up being the good guys. Maybe insurrectionist has like a bad connotation.
Depending
on
who wins, I guess.
Yes. Now, you know Cory Booker? He ran for president.
I do, yeah.
I believe you were a fan of his.
He was a mayor of Newark.
So he spoke yesterday, and he said nothing like what happened yesterday. Nothing like that has happened since the War of 1812. And
when was the War of 1812?
In 1812.
Really?
Yep. And so he said there's actually some similarities, but there's one glaring difference that we should all be ashamed of.
And tried to upend and overrun this government. One was in the War of 1812, and the other one was today. What's interesting about the parallel between the two is they both were waving flags to a sole sovereign, to an individual, surrendering democratic principles to the cult of personality. One was a monarch in England, and the other were the flags I saw all over our capital, including in the hallways and in this room, to a single person named Donald Trump. The sad difference between these two times is one was yet another nation in the history of our country that tried to challenge the United States of America. But this time, we brought this hell upon ourselves.
So he's saying, instead of some foreign entity, other government leader trying to bring us
down,
one of
our own assholes.
We did it ourselves. We did it to ourselves.
Yes.
Like in Terminator. Yeah. So, and yeah, that's a good point.
Right.
Good point. Other times we think of people coming after us from the outside. This time, you know. Fell apart from the inside.
He's in the house.
Yes, exactly. He's in the house.
The call's coming from inside the house.
Yep. If only Zuckerberg had let us know a little sooner that those calls were all coming from inside the house. So Jimmy Kimmel, he went on TV last night, and he didn't mince words. Is it mince?
These people are not Americans. There's no we the people. There's me the people. And that's it. And the wildest part is these MAGA marchers think Donald Trump cares about them. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about your life or your wife or your job or your health care or the air you breathe or the water you drink. He cares about himself and only about himself. Unless you were pushing a lawnmower, he wouldn't let you into his golf club. He'd roll his limo right over you to get a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Sound familiar? That reminds me of what you were saying earlier. Mm-hmm. He says, kind of, and not only did you mention it earlier in the show, but when we talked about Trump saying, you know, let's march down Pennsylvania Avenue, beautiful Pennsylvania Avenue. When he said, let's do it,
he didn't go with you.
Sounds like he's saying we're going to go together, right?
But he didn't.
And, he went home, sounds like. So now, what do you do with these people who, you know, we know were in there? I think probably the two most famous or infamous, whatever, from yesterday, they've got to be Hormone Monster and Pelosi's chair guy, right? Because the guy who sat in Pelosi's chair, that picture's been everywhere. He's got his feet up on the desk. And I think we actually saw that picture before we saw, people getting all the way down to the floor and stuff. That was like the first time we saw people in the offices. Did you see videos afterwards of just people walking around after everyone had left of how destroyed the offices were? Everything's just destroyed. People had stolen things out of the offices. And the Pelosi guy who was sitting in her chair, he stole some of her mail. He was so bold, he carried this mail outside and then showed it to the cameras, to like a reporter.
Wow.
And said, look at this. And they said,
but he said he paid her.
He said he left her a quarter, but she didn't deserve it.
They're facing me and I couldn't see. I'm in her office. I got blood in her office. I'll put a quarter on her desk, even though she ain't worth it. And I left her a note on her desk. It says, Nancy Big O was here, you
Hey, Nancy Big O was here, you bitch. I think he said
Big O?
Bitch.
He's
Big
O.
Big O. He's originally they were saying Oklahoma, now they're saying Arkansas. They believe he's from Arkansas.
Arkansas. Are we on in Arkansas?
I don't think so.
Not that I know of.
But the New York Times has said that his name's Richard Big O Barnett. According
Richard
to
Big O Barnett.
Big O! Tell him Big O was here. Hey, Nancy! Nancy, get over here. It's Big O. That's Big O. That's according to the New York Times. He reportedly said he broke into Pelosi's office and, quote, wrote her a nasty note. So, I mean, the guy claims he knows how to spell.
Well.
Write. Be interesting.
Not so well, much spell. He can write.
Right. He's probably written plenty of things on Facebook before,
yeah,
I'm sure.
A lot of four-letter words.
Says he wrote her a nasty note. There's pictures circulating on social media that show him leaning back in the chair with his leg on the desk. He was later photographed outside the Capitol building holding the envelope he apparently took from her office. It appears to be the same man who's interviewed by an Arkansas TV news station during a Republican rally in Benton County in November. Another station in the area interviewed him at an anti-mask rally in June. So I guess those two groups can overlap.
Well,
the anti-maskers and the anti-Biden. A search of public records found his address. I'm not going to say it, obviously. And that he is 60 years old. A representative from Arkansas said, tweeted that he was sickened to learn that a constituent was responsible for breaking into Pelosi's office. Quote, "It's an embarrassment to the people of the 3rd District and does not reflect our values. He must be held accountable and face the fullest extent of the law. This isn't the American or Arkansas way." There you go. Not getting a lot of support even from his home team there. At least not publicly.
A picture of Barnett appeared in the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette October 7th during a ceremony to welcome the Patriots, God, and Country tour to the Veterans Wall of Honor in Bella Vista.
All right, which would you rather go to? Would you rather go to that or a Ted Nugent concert?
Where's the concert?
I'm going to say it's in a field. It's in a field in the summertime, and you have to be like in the crowd,
or it doesn't count
as being there. Yeah.
Oh, both of them are in Arkansas?
Yeah.
Bella Vista
Make it
is
fair.
Lovely, though. I'm just saying. I've been there many times.
Arkansas is beautiful.
Arkansas is a good time.
I don't want to go to Arkansas.
There's stuff. Well, I shouldn't say stuff to do there. There's
beautiful art museum.
Fayetteville's beautiful this time of year. Eureka Springs, Little Rock.
Yeah.
You know, it's at least good scenery. Go in the fall when the trees are changing colors.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Absolutely beautiful.
Good mountains.
So that's.
I don't want to do that.
He's not going to do either.
I don't want to do it.
Just no.
That's what happened yesterday and some of the reactions from today. Now, the other thing is these people who broke in. Apparently, they were breaking the law. Now, you'll hear a lot of them if you go back and watch the videos. They say, this is our house. But apparently, it wasn't actually their house. They were lying about it being their house. And so, it is trespassing. Apparently, it can also be this insurrection thing, sedition thing. Possibly, some people are throwing the word treason around. Also, there's some sort of Statues and Monuments Act that apparently they breaking because they were destroying the building. So, some of these people are facing prison time. I've heard 10 years, I've heard 20 years, I've heard fines. And also, the FBI and the police in Washington, D.C. are asking for the public's help to identify some of these people. And last I heard, they were offering $1,000 rewards if your information leads to an arrest.
I found one.
You found one?
Yeah, his name is Big O. And he lives in Gannett, Arkansas.
I think someone already called dibs on him. Probably the New York Times.
Well, why haven't they arrested him then?
I don't know. Maybe they have. Have they not? I just looked him up, and I haven't seen anything about him being arrested yet.
No.
It could be a travel day. He's got to get from D.C. back.
Well, did you see the flight attendants who were getting together, and they said, we want to ban these people from flying back home?
No.
They were saying you should be. You've already got a no-fly list. Put these people on the no-fly list and keep them from flying back home.
Smart.
Yeah. I didn't follow up on that, but that's something I heard.
I like it.
So that's what's going on. Now, would you like to hear a feel-good story to try and cleanse your palate a little bit?
I'm trying to get $1,000, Big O.
A homeless guy in San Francisco recently found a woman's lost wallet, and he gave it back to her. So the woman's granddaughter.
And by the way, Big O had a Facebook page.
It's gone.
He had two of them. One of them, his name was George Reincarnated Patton.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Just so you know. Fancied himself.
He kind of looks like George C. Scott.
You know, I always thought when Patton invaded somewhere, the first thing he did was sit down in a chair, take a picture, a selfie, post it to Instagram, and leave. You know, Patton was big for that. You know that, right? When he took over a city, a village, a country, oftentimes what he had as soon as he finished was no plan.
And he left like a quarter.
Is that Big O calling you?
Yeah.
Okay. So a homeless guy finds wallet, returns it to a woman. Everyone's shocked because, you know, they expect a homeless person to steal, I guess. Daughter finds out that he returned it. She raises some money for him. And They've already raised, I don't know, like $1,000 or something for this guy because he returned the wallet. Here's your feel-good story.
I did it because I got a heart. It's the way I was brought up. I'm an honest person at heart.
And I started screaming. I said, I can't believe it. This is so wonderful. It's a mitzvah.
I wanted to give to somebody who really needed something.
I'm just blessed. I'm warmed by it.
I think that it's really important for people to think just because you got push down doesn't mean that you can like never come back up again.
Isn't that nice? She donated some of her own birthday money to this guy.
I do love that you have this feel good story, but do you realize that every feel good story you've had this week has been a lost wallet?
Yeah, I did notice a trend. Part of me was thinking like, did I already do this story?
Every day this week it's been either a lost wallet or a lost bike. I think wallets.
Well, yeah, the one guy, he found the lost wallet and delivered it after riding on a child's bike like 3 miles, so they got him a car.
They've all been about a wallet.
Yeah, and I said if I found a wallet, I wouldn't return it most likely, unless the person was standing close by.
Right. So
I might leave it with someone.
You're trying to like up your karma by doing wallet stories.
You could be right. It could be a subconscious thing.
Yeah.
Well, this girl, but the difference with this story is this girl is like 11, 12, maybe 13. She's young.
Yeah.
And so for
her
to give the money, you know, you love it when kids raise money.
We do.
People love that. So that's your...
No, they don't need money, though.
But no more lost wallet stories.
The kid doesn't need the money?
Kids
don't, but they want it, you know, for My Little Ponies and stuff. And she's been saving up her birthday money, I'm sure. And so now she's giving it to this dude.
I'm trying to call Big O.
He's not answering.
I'm also trying to get a hold of this other guy.
Which one? Hormone Monster?
Yeah.
He's anonymous, I think.
He's
about Via Getty.
He's the Q.
Via Getty we found. Yeah, we found Via Getty.
He's the Q Shaman.
If you've not heard.
He calls himself the Q Shaman. He can fight pedophiles in other dimensions.
Oh, yeah, find that guy.
Jake Angeli. He's a pedophile fighter. He's the Q Shaman.
If you haven't heard, there's pictures that most people have probably seen of the guy carrying the podium out of the Capitol, and he you know, gave a peace sign or whatever to the camera. The original story had under the image, the reporter wrote Via Getty, which if you read the news, especially online, you've probably seen it many times.
Via Getty.
This picture came from Getty Images. You know, they were the source. But because it just said Via Getty, the internet apparently wasn't familiar with that, so they thought, this guy's name is Via Getty, let's make him famous. And there's a lot of tweets, probably since deleted, that say, we want to find Via Getty. Yeah. You know, this guy's name is Via Getty, let's tell him how we feel. His name, I don't think, is Via Getty.
No.
That was a mix-up. Hmm. So there you go. Now you're all cut up.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get in touch with Big O.
Let me know.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo, my name is Laszlo. Sunfest is here. Journey's here. How are we going to get rich?
Well, we're not, because you're supposed to be helping me with this. We just talked about a couple months ago. By the way, that guy, Jerry, that we talked about a couple months ago, he wasn't even the first. Remember that? He was
He
was like the second person who sued and got money.
That's
crazy. Remember the guy sued saying that...
Seriously, Big O.
It reminds me of those progressive commercials where it's like, I don't have a silence button. Yes, you do. It's right over. It's right
exactly.
Up here.
Yep.
So, what the hell were we talking about? Oh, yeah.
Ginger ale.
Made with real ginger.
Yep.
That guy sued because he said, because
it wasn't made with ginger.
They gave him a bunch of money, and then we found out they'd already been sued before.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've changed their labeling, but they've been sued before and paid that person.
Yeah.
I said, Laszlo, if someone can get paid twice off of something like that,
then
just find us a lawyer and find us a good lawsuit, not something frivolous that we can't get
paid
for.
Right, like 7-Up doesn't have 7 or Up.
Exactly. There's not actually 7 ingredients or something. Actually, write that down, Jeremy.
Yeah, write that one down.
I want to look into that. So now we've got, this seems so obvious. Man files lawsuit over Hawaiian rolls because they are not made in Hawaii.
I love Hawaiian rolls.
Me too. They're so good.
Oh, all the time.
That's why I wouldn't think lawsuit when I'm eating them, because they're
so
good.
They're so delicious. Best thing to make a sandwich on, man.
Yep.
But you can't let your preferences get in the way of a good lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's from Yonkers.
Did he win?
Well, he just filed the lawsuit.
I never thought that they were necessarily made in Hawaii. I just thought they were popular in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what you would think.
I never thought about it at all, honestly.
Well, I thought they called them Hawaiian for a reason. Like, I thought, oh, they must be popular in Hawaii. Maybe they were invented in Hawaii, wildly popular in Hawaii. There's some sort of Hawaiian connection here.
Mm-hmm. It'd be like an Italian meatball. You don't expect all Italian meatballs to be made in Italy.
Right, exactly. It's just an Italian meatball.
Right.
Well,
that's how I kind of thought of it. This is a Hawaiian version of bread. Like, I also like a good Jewish rye.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, I don't know that the bread's Jewish.
Right. Or even kosher.
Right. No? I don't know that. No, right. See what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, there you can go online and see like commercials for Hawaiian rolls, and there's one that's like the history of King's Hawaiian.
Yeah.
And the CEO is Hawaiian, and they show the island of Hawaii.
He is?
But they don't actually say, I guess, in the commercial, like, we make all of these in Hawaii. They just talk about the history of it a little bit. Well, this guy from Yonkers, his name's Robert. Call him Big Rob. he filed a lawsuit against King's Hawaiian Bakery because the sweet rolls are not actually made in Hawaii.
Hmm.
King's Hawaiian, a family-owned business, founded by Robert Hilo, Hawaii, and now, I think it meant to say, of Hawaii, and now based in Los Angeles, is somehow the defendant in a class action lawsuit over the issue. Robert, after purchasing...
He founded the company in Hawaii.
1950 or something, I think he said. Yeah. After purchasing a pack of King's Hawaiian rolls from his local Stop and Shop, he realized, I guess, that these things weren't actually made in Hawaii, even though it prominently displays Hilo, Hawaii, on the bag somewhere. I don't have a bag in front of me, but he says that it does. And so he says that means that it should be made in Hawaii. Here it says, this is from the Hawaii News Now. In the class action lawsuit, Robert Galinsky, the plaintiff, said the back label notes that the popular bread product is manufactured in Torrance, California. But this guy said that the front packaging prominently features Hilo. Is it Hilo or Hilo?
Probably Hilo.
Hilo, Hawaii, leading people to believe that the bread is actually from there.
Yeah.
Galinsky said in the lawsuit, the King's Hawaiian, quote, is the leading seller of Hawaiian rolls and essentially invented this category of food. He lists other lawsuits that King's Hawaii's holding company filed against competitors marketing their own version of Hawaiian rolls. Because there did used to be, like, you could buy generic ones.
Yeah.
Remember those? And I think it said, like, Hawaiian style rolls or something.
Yeah.
Which led me to believe that this must be like a style of thing. That's
right.
Just, you know, but apparently those companies, they may have gotten in trouble. I don't know. Now, this may not make it to court. It could get tossed out. A lot of stuff does. Remember a couple years ago, a woman sued Starbucks because they put ice in their cold drinks.
Yeah.
She said, you're advertising 24 ounces. I'm only getting 14. That was thrown out. You had someone who sued Anheuser-Busch in the 90s, pretty famously said, you know, your commercials say that I'm going to be on this fantasy island with these hot chicks, and the truth is I have a drinking problem.
Right.
That was like a real lawsuit,
right,
and that got thrown out too. But sometimes these lawsuits do pay, just like the lawsuit about Made with Real Ginger.
Right.
They got money for that, and apparently two different times people got money for that. There's other times. Here's a big one. This is one we missed out on. 2008, Airborne. Remember Airborne?
No.
I mean, you know Airborne, the vitamins. They agreed to pay
To take on a plane or something?
Yeah, they're just, you know, it's vitamins.
It's like
keep you from getting
thing.
Sick. Oh,
yeah.
you're getting a cold? Take some Airborne. Well, they got sued, and they agreed to pay $23.3 million to refund customers who bought the product, though the company did not admit to any wrongdoing. David Shart, a senior nutritionist with the Center for Science and Public Interest, brought a class action lawsuit against Airborne.
How do you spell that guy's name?
S-C-H-A-R-D-T. I know. It sounds like, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, he brought a class action lawsuit against Airborne for making misleading claims that the remedy can ward off colds and boost your immune system, neither of which are true. There's no scientific evidence for that. So the court ruled in his favor.
Hmm.
Apple, in 2016, Nokia sued Apple for patent infringement. Now, that's not really our bag. There was one guy who sued for copyright infringement, even though he hadn't made the copyright yet. He said he planned on or trademark.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that didn't work either. That guy's thing got thrown out.
Okay.
Dannon Yogurt, they were ordered to pay $45 million in damages to consumers under the terms of a class action lawsuit that was settled in 2010, which found that the company had been falsely advertising the alleged health benefits of its Activia and DanActive yogurts as being clinically and scientifically proven. Wasn't that, Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah.
She was eating the yogurt.
That was a stomach problem. She had IBS.
She had IBS. She was talking to Shart. Probably at the time. And she's like, you know, maybe we should file a lawsuit. No, someone else sued them, and they lost. And Ron, again, our thing. This one I was a part of, this next one. Now, I wasn't actually a part of it, but they sent me a letter and said, you know, sign here. You get your $50. GlaxoSmithKline, 2012, the drug company GlaxoSmithKline. Her husband took a generic version of the antidepressant Paxil, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, there was a class action for that. I don't want one of these. I don't know how the law works, Laszlo, but I don't want one where they say, okay, we're going to refund people, and then everybody that signs up gets $50. We need one like the Ginger thing. We need one where they say, we're going
to... Everybody gets like $2.
We're going to settle with you, and we'll give you $35,000, $350,000, whatever it is. A lot of times the settlements aren't even set. You know, it's kept secret. That could be us.
You got to be careful, though, because there are the ones where they get awarded millions and millions of dollars, but then a judge will come in and overrule it later. Oh, then you don't ever get any of your money.
I'm reading this can here. It says mango, naturally flavored sparkling water. You think there's any real mango in there?
No.
Nope.
Nope.
No way.
No way.
But it doesn't say made with mango. It says naturally flavored, right?
Right.
See what I'm saying? Remember when Splenda got sued? Splenda got sued by Equal, didn't they? The battle of the artificial sweeteners. Because Splenda used to run those commercials that say, you know, made from real sugar, or more like sugar because it's made from sugar. And Equal's like, it's not sugar. It's an artificial sweetener. It's no more real than ours. They did, you know, it looked like they were going to lose that one. So they settled out of court. Don't know what happened there.
Well, I'll keep an eye out on things you can sue.
This was happening. I said that 6 months ago when they got the ginger money. And now, how many Hawaiian rolls have you had since then?
What about you got COVID?
Yeah.
Do you sue somebody for that?
Who?
How about a mask company?
He wasn't wearing a mask.
I was wearing a mask.
He was at a Sublime concert.
I was wearing. That's after I had COVID.
I thought you got COVID.
That was for survivors.
No.
Yes, that was after. Anyone who's listened long enough knows that was after. That's for survivors.
And then the party. Memorial Day, whatever it was, with the butthole.
That was unrelated.
No.
And an exaggeration. Anyway, who are you going to sue for that?
There's somebody there. Something there.
Listen to this. In 2011, Kimberly Carey sued New Balance.
Because it didn't give her any New Balance.
For making ugly shoes. No,
it was just Old Balance.
Making claims that their True Balance and Rock and Tone shoes helped tone butts and burned 8% more calories than regular sneakers. Plaintiffs argued that not only were the claims false, but the shoes could potentially cause injury to the wearers. Massachusetts judge sided with the women.
New Balance. I hear people who sued Skechers for that, too.
That's what I was thinking. That was a Skechers lawsuit. Yeah. How much do you think she got for this?
$12 million.
$2.3 million is what they got fined. $5,000 for her. And $5,000 for the friend that sued.
Yeah,
I don't want one of those judges. That's BS. I think we could still sue the big tobacco. It's never too late. People have been suing them, and they come back, and they try and sue them again, and usually they just settle, right? Mm. How much is Philip Morris? Hold on, I got the Philip Morris thing on here somewhere. That was the biggest one ever. Philip Morris, what year was that? 1998. They got sued $27.3 billion. Billion dollars, Laszlo. Red Bull. Turns out Red Bull does not give you wings.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
That was one.
Benjamin Carruthers filed a class action lawsuit against Red Bull in 2013, alleging that the company's claims that the energy drink increased performance, concentration, and reaction speed were misleading. The company was ordered to pay $13 million in a settlement. What about your nitrous energy drink there? I bet there's no nitrous in there.
I bet there's no blue or Raz in here.
Nope, there's no real blue, no real Raz. Certainly no real blue Raz.
No. There's no super creatine.
And there's no NOS in there. Oh, that's not a NOS, that's a Bang. It doesn't help you bang.
It might help me bang.
Yeah. Hey, how about LaCroix? It's not even French. It's from Detroit or something, right?
That is, yeah.
Chicago, wherever it's from.
Yeah.
Can we sue? It's heavily implied, if I'm drinking this, that it's better than other sparkling waters because it's French-sounding.
I mean, it's a Hawaiian bread thing.
I mean,
right?
Maybe.
It says tangerine. I bet there's no tangerine in here, and I know it's not French. They're owned by Faygo, yeah. They're probably not a whole lot of settlement money there, but they got a little bit. Got some of that ICP money. Just, people, keep your eyes open.
Yeah, find something better. You can do better.
Help us. The Volkswagen thing, they sued Volkswagen for lying about how much, you know, diesel was in their fumes. $14 billion.
I don't want to sue anybody.
Laszlo, all you have to do is call a lawyer and say, sue somebody. You don't actually have to do anything. You just say, we should take up this case. You can put my name on it. Lawyers are looking for people's names.
5-hour energy drink only gave you energy for 4 hours.
That's it.
You had to be on the air for 5 hours, and you fell asleep after four, and they fired you.
That happened.
They promised 5-hour energy.
That happened. I fell asleep driving.
Home.
I fell asleep driving home in hour five.
Yes. What?
What else were you on, though?
Nothing.
Nope.
You didn't take anything else that day?
Nope. Just not even LaCroix.
5-hour energy drink only gave you energy for 4 hours.
We are in.
Right.
We are in. That's the one, Jenny. It's so obvious. We are in. What about that coffee creamer?
I mean, they promised 5 hours. They clearly promised 5 hours.
Yeah, I think that's the best one. I mean, I'm just looking around. There's no cream in that coffee creamer. I don't know. I think the 5-hour energy
says
thing.
It says non-dairy.
Non-dairy, but then it says creamer on it. Like,
oh, okay. No,
the 5-hour energy drink.
That's the better one. I'm not arguing that. I'm not arguing that.
If the guy can be, you know, the Red Bull thing, then
hey,
the 5-hour
And by the way, as I recall, that 5-hour guy, didn't he make like $1 trillion selling those
things? Yeah, he got a lot of money for that.
So we could either sue them or we could come up with an energy drink that's even smaller. There's like a drop, like a Visine drop. And you say, put this under your tongue. Right? And that'll give you energy.
What do you want to invent? Something? What? I want to sue people, man.
What's more likely to get make us billionaires?
You can't invent something and then sue yourself for it.
I'm not going to sue ourselves. I'm just saying what you think. He sparked an idea here.
That's the problem. You lack focus. You ask me for an idea and I give you one.
You're right. Focus. 5 hours. You know why? Because that stuff I took only lasted 4 hours.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right. Everything good?
Yeah.
Well, it's time for a smoke. It's cold here. Hopefully it's not nearly as cold wherever you are.
Good Lord.
Gotta imagine it's freezing in the Dakotas, but...
It wasn't cold like, I don't know, hours ago. Not like that. All of a sudden, I'm freezing.
I got a heater. I'm good, kids.
Financial advisors. Why everyone should have one. Not just Laszlo. Travis Kelce was doing an interview with Shannon Sharp on Shannon's podcast.
Okay.
And something he said grabbed headlines, I guess they say, you know, at least in the sports world, because he was talking about when he got drafted. So he got drafted in 2013 by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
He was number 63 overall. He got a $3.12 million contract for his, you know, rookie contract, and that included an extra bonus, I guess, of $703,000. $703,000
up front, probably.
Yeah, so they give you that bonus there. None of that money is around anymore. It's all gone, according to him. He says that he blew all of it on extravagant purchases. He says, man, I spent it all. I should have been on that 30 for 30, broke, the way I was spending. Says, fortunately, obviously, if you know anything about the NFL, it worked out for him. He's doing all right. He's a 6-time Pro Bowler now, and he says that he got some financial stability with, you know, obviously bigger contracts. In 2010, it says somewhere, this is giving his thing, but I was trying to find him. Oh, $20 million, 48 touchdowns. He boasts a net worth of approximately $20 million. That's pretty great, which he says, you know, not always the case. He was spending money. He said that he could barely pay rent. At the end of his rookie season, he was like, you know, trying to get money together just to pay rent. I also wonder, too, he doesn't say, but I wonder how much was rent, right? Like, what were you renting at the time? Were you renting, you know, a $5,000 a month house?
But it was in Kansas City, so it can't be that much.
Couldn't have been that expensive. But he said he could barely afford rent. And I guess he's got a couple of things that he really likes to spend money on. He says, quote, I'm a big sneaker fan. And the Marty McFly's Back to the Future Nike Air Mags were the first purchase of kicks that I got. So if you haven't seen those, they made the Back to the Future Nikes a few years back, and that was a big deal because they said they were going to make them, but they only made a few pair, and they were, I don't even remember what the actual list price was, like $2,000.
They were expensive, though.
But then people immediately started selling them for more. He says, I knew I wanted them ever since I saw them self-tie on McFly's feet.
I want those too.
An online sale of Nikes that he purchased ranged between, $2,300 and $10,000 when they were originally released. They're $65,000 right now, so how's that for an investment?
Yeah, look, so now you make money on it.
No kidding. In addition to his sneaker purchases, Kelce went to a local jeweler and got himself a Rolex. The standard entry price of a Rolex is about $5,000, but you know, we can guess that maybe he got something nicer than that. He says, quote, I was walking into this empty apartment with Marty McFly's on and a Rolex. I felt like I was the coolest guy in the world.
You are the coolest guy in the world.
All the young guys in the league, all the guys that have the opportunity to get the big first check from the NFL, save it. Find a financial advisor that you trust that's going to do right with your money, because I was searching around for car deals after my first year trying to just pay my own rent. I'm with you. He was kind of, now, if it hadn't worked out, and he just got that one contract, then he got,
he'd,
you know,
still
cut.
Have a Rolex and Marty McFly.
He'd have the 65 grand.
Can't
for
take
the,
those from you.
Can't take those. But the idea that he walked, look, he's still young. You're talking about a recent college grad getting their own place, and you're like, all I had were these Marty McFlys and a Rolex and no you know, furniture in my apartment. Of course.
Right.
You're 24 or whatever.
Why,
that's whatever 24 year old.
Stuff?
Right. If you're making $1 million or $0, 24 year old guys don't have furniture in their apartment. You know, they got a mattress on the floor. They got every gaming device, right?
Right.
And that's it.
Well,
maybe
by the way, I mean, I guess I'd like to know what else he spent it on, because he just came up with there about $20,000. He said he got $700,000. So
he said that he was a sneakerhead and they made it sound like he bought a lot of sneakers and a lot of jewelry. Yeah. And that he also just spent lavishly going out. Like, I don't know if that means I'm paying for other people. Yeah. You buying everybody's drinks, you feel, you finally
you
got some
money.
Buy
a lot
of
drinks, Jay?
He did. My boyfriend used to see him at the bar he used to work at a long time ago, and Travis would be buying drinks for everybody and just having a party every weekend. Yeah, just super nice.
Every rich guy, not everybody, but anyone who finds money like that, he earned it. But didn't have money probably, and then suddenly you've got all this money.
Yeah.
You're going to spend. You're going to spend on friends and stuff. You're going to buy their drinks.
Give a 21-year-old kid $700,000 and $3 million on the back end.
Yes,
and tell them not to spend it.
You're gonna spend it. You may spend it on different things, but you're gonna.
What's the last thing you bought on?
Oh yeah,
Amazon.
Okay.
Everybody uses Amazon, right?
Let's see.
I've wasted a lot of money recently.
Oh yeah, me too.
Okay.
Me too.
Oh my god! I just bought subwoofers.
What'd you buy?
Subwoofers.
I bought subwoofers
for your house.
No, for my car. I bought a chair
for your car.
I bought a chair that was $300.
Wow.
A lot of women's clothing. Not for me. It's mostly women's
clothing.
Is it
sexy clothing?
I got a Wu-Tang doormat, a welcome mat.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Because I had to get rid of my Christmas one. I don't know what I did with the old one, so I got a new one. Everything else is women's clothing. I got a snakeskin leopard skirt here.
I see that snakeskin leopard skirt.
What?
Not leopard, just snakeskin skirt.
These are things you buy for your
girlfriend.
Oh,
you're going to make your girlfriend wear that.
I'm not going to make her. She wants to wear it. I mean, she's going to want to wear it once she sees it.
Once she sees it.
A lot of clothes here. Here's a pleather top. A pleather turtleneck.
Leather.
It's faux leather. It's like a
patent. You put her in a leather turtleneck?
And well, it's like a patent. You know, it looks.
Let me see this.
You know, it's like.
You buy all sex stuff.
Right. That is all.
Your whole
sex
thing
clothes.
Is just making your girlfriend dress. A lot
again,
of
pantyhose.
I say to Slim's girlfriend, if you're listening right now. Just post something on Instagram and wink twice if you need me to come get you. If you're a hostage,
She's
just
heard
wink
you
twice.
Say it before, and she ain't calling. Let's see.
My stuff is much more boring.
Yeah, mine too.
I have two pairs of basketball shorts and a red hoodie.
That's not expensive, though. What's your expensive stuff?
Well, no, I don't know. I buy a lot of
expensive stuff.
Like stuff that you're blowing.
Like I got boxers, a hamper. Candles.
Mm.
Boy, it's all women's
dish towels.
Clothing in here.
You buy a lot of
women's clothing. Here's some chromies for my car, but then I mean it's just there's a few of those. Every now and then you see a phone charge or something, there's just more clothes, shoes for her.
Let's see. I went and bought one of those light bulbs like Lazo has in his bathroom that's got the speaker in it.
Oh, did it work?
I bought one of those. I just got it today. I'm excited to get home for that. And then a lot of accessories for my Switch that I got for Christmas.
Oh, right, okay.
Check out these shoes, Laszlo. I'm not even joking around. It's just nothing. I mean, what if someone...
I buy like the Amazon brand basketball shorts.
Mm.
Well, they sell them at like four for like $13.
No
so
good?
I just good? Sometimes I just throw the other ones out. Whatever. It's like disposable shorts.
Ooh, I've heard stories of lawyers and accountants that have to work long hours. They just buy cheap underwear because they don't have time to do laundry. They just throw it out.
Right. There are times where I'm like, God, look at all these basketball shorts. Just throw them out, start over.
Oh, my God.
I just bought four more.
Look at those.
Oh, those are good.
Just throw them on your dining room table. That's what I do. It's
What's
fine.
That?
Just throw them on your dining room table. You don't need to wash them or anything.
They're schoolgirl shoes with a heel, you see?
Again, sex clothes.
They're schoolgirl shoes with a heel.
It's all sex stuff with you.
Mine's all dog stuff after that. Doggy DNA test, dog toys.
Pink fluorescent yoga pants.
I'm lame.
Women's denim cut off booty shorts. Women's see through dot mesh dress. You know, it's really not even funny anymore. Sweaty Rocks women's dolphin shorts.
Dolphins? What are dolphin
sweaty
shorts?
Sweaty Rocks?
Sweaty Rocks, yeah. You know, they're the shorts.
Is that part of your sweat fetish?
No, it's the name of the company, I guess, or something. They're like that. You know, they look like 70s, like running shorts.
Oh, so you make a roller skate around before you bang her?
I don't even.
The hoverboard.
You know, she hasn't even put those on. I just realized, like, those.
She probably doesn't.
Those arrived.
She has.
She knows she has them. I put them all in her drawers. She sees it in there. I make her put it away.
Wait.
So she knows she has it.
Okay.
You're a pervert.
I'm not a pervert, okay?
You are
she
a
likes
pervert.
That I buy her stuff.
You're a pervert.
She likes that I buy her stuff, and.
Do you have to buy her stuff?
I want to keep her happy. No.
Well, we learned yesterday the only reason any of us get sex is for gifts, right?
That's right. Well, I'm not. Do. Yeah, I'm totally fine with that. That's what I'm saying. Does he have to? Like, is that part of your deal? The,
yeah.
She lives with you, has sex with you, but you got to buy, like, she's got, like, some sort of Amazon wish list. And
if it is part of the deal, it's unsaid at this point, but she certainly doesn't get upset that I buy her something.
Right, what if you didn't do it anymore? Do you think there'd be a discussion? Like, if you didn't buy her anything?
But it might at this point.
Right. Be honest.
Right. I'm being serious.
If you didn't buy her any nylons, high heels, you weren't supplying all these things, and whatever other stuff, too, that she likes, do you think at some point there'd be a discussion between you two?
If she even likes it. If you stop buying it for her, she'd probably start wearing sweatpants.
She's actually, when she left the house today, she was wearing an outfit from head to toe that I bought her just a couple weeks ago. So she might not say, like, what happened to that stuff. She might just say, I don't know what's going on, but I feel unhappy. I feel restless. You know what I mean? Maybe she wouldn't say specifically, but maybe she would think, like, this isn't fun anymore.
And then if you didn't pick up, you think finally she'd be like, look, we have an agreement here. I'm super hot and I wear incredibly, you know, latex turtlenecks for you.
Yeah,
you better keep buying them.
I would hope that she would say that instead of just, you know, saying being passive aggressive and just saying, I don't know, I guess I just don't feel happy anymore. I think she would probably tell me if that was the case.
Or she'd say, thank God I can wear nothing but sweatpants and t-shirts now.
Nah, she likes it. She likes getting the stuff. I'm telling you, she could be a really good liar, but she wears it. She seems excited about it. You know, not like overly excited, but she's like, what's this? Oh, okay, what's this? And then she ends up liking
it. I have to put on this snakeskin.
Sex work is real work.
That's what she always says.
I know, and that's why she gets paid. It's fine.
Right?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
There should be some sort of balance of power here. And she's obviously dating someone well below.
Can I start buying her things?
You could try buying her things, see what happens. If you want to have that kind of competition with your friend, I don't think that's all that cool, but it might work.
Just looking online.
The Church of
Laszlo. Right. Do you feel older or younger than you are? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Spiritually, mentally?
Spiritually.
Physically?
I don't have to get into spiritually, but okay. Headline says 30's the new 50.
Oh.
30's the new 50. Yep. That would make us 60,
that makes
right?
50 the new 30.
No, not, no, it doesn't. Not in this.
That's how that works.
Mm-mm.
No?
No. Make 50 the new 80?
Like something like that, yeah. I'd say so. 50 the new 70 at least. Most Americans say that they physically feel older than they are. When I saw this, I was like, I don't know. There's no part of me that thought, like, this is what a 38-year-old guy should feel like.
Right.
I don't know. I do know the other night I ate a really big dinner, and then later on I was having a hard time kind of catching my breath, and I ate a bunch of Rolaids and drank some Pepto-Bismol because I thought maybe I had indigestion or something, which I probably did. But I got very lightheaded and like sort of lost consciousness for a second on the couch.
Because of the Rolaids?
I don't know if I was having a heart attack or what. Like part of me thinks like, is this what a heart attack feels like?
Right.
You and I share that fear. Sure. You know, you do that all the time. How often, literally like every month, do you think like, ooh, am I having a heart attack? At least once.
Oh, at least at once. Least like even once. When I'm driving home and I move my arm like this and I just feel a pain right there, I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
What's that? Why is that? Oh. And then I told you, I get a thing at least once a month where it feels like my heart turns into a black piece of gristle. Like, it contracts, and it hurts, and it almost drops you to a knee.
Ugh.
Like, it'll drop me to a knee, like, ah! And then it's gone within, like, 7 seconds, and I walk away. But, yeah, once a month, my heart drops me to a knee.
Yeah, whether it's a quick shooting pain.
Just turns into, like, a ball of black anger. I don't know what it is.
I don't know if that's okay.
Yeah,
I've been
fine.
Doing it for years.
It's fine. Because mine's not exactly the same, but I have like sort of a similar thing with the shooting pain. And when it first started in my 20s, I thought I was dying. You know, it's like any time, I've talked about this before, when you get older, especially like as you're becoming an adult and then early adulthood, you experience a new pain for the first time. That's always the worst.
Yeah.
I talk about the first time my groin ever hurt. I was at a Moby concert. And I was standing there with Laszlo, and we're enjoying the show.
Wow.
And Moby, I'll never forget, he slides across the floor to do a guitar solo. And in that moment, I went, ah! But I couldn't do anything because people were standing around. Sure. But my penis hurt. And I'd never had a pain there before. And I thought, a couple of things. Yeah. Like, is it cancer?
Penis pain.
Do I have an STD? What is it? And then that's just something that I learned to live with over time. Chest pains, you know, lightheadedness, all those things. I have tingling in my
blood
feet.
Blood in the toilet.
Blood in the toilet. Yeah. The first time that happens, you'll never forget where you were.
No.
You'll never forget where
that's
you
like
were.
That's like yesterday's insurrection or whatever.
Yes.
Like, man, I'll remember that forever.
Forever.
Like, stained on my brain as a moment of history.
Me too.
Is that blood in the toilet?
Me too.
Is it
oh,
mine?
God.
I'll never forget. My dad said, what is wrong? You're so, I know something's bothering you. And I finally said, Dad, you don't want to know. And he's like, what is it, son? I said, I just went to the bathroom and there was blood in the toilet. And he goes, oh, whoa. He goes, that's okay. He goes, hey, little word of advice. Start taking your time from now on, okay? Don't rush anything. I was like, that's your answer? Like, I have cancer. He's like, you don't have cancer. Take some stool softeners and just take it easy. You'll be fine. I was like, wait, this is normal? And then I started talking to people. You're always trying to find someone around your age that's already had it happen, you know? And I found several, and I was like, okay. And that was just something that occasionally happens.
The worst. My Google search, remember?
I remember. It said, blood in toilet. Okay?
He looked at it.
And then this was his Google search. It said, blood in toilet. And then, because he gave me his phone, I was going to look something up, and the most recent search said that. If you looked in the thing to search, it went from blood in stool, and then he searched right after that, lots of blood.
Oh, my
so
God.
So he looked up.
I looked it up, and everything was normal, and I was
enough.
Like, no, I don't think you guys understand.
Right, this is
like, what you're talking about is not what I'm talking about. You guys all seem to be fine with this. What I'm talking about is a disaster. It looks like a in there. Oh. It is horrifying.
Oh.
Nothing but blood and I mean,
oh my God.
And he's older than me. It happened to him after it had already happened to me. So I'm trying to tell him. It's
I
okay.
asked him about it.
And he's like,
yeah,
no,
it happened
no.
to me.
I'm like yeah,
God.
Man, you're fine. It's probably a fissure. Here's a link. You'll be okay.
I was just assuming this because both of you are kind of hypochondriacs. I always thought maybe you escalated the.
I think that's part of it. I think the internet has made a lot of people hypochondriacs.
Yeah.
You know, you either got a headache or you got cancer
right.
if you go to WebMD.
Yeah. Right.
So. I'm sure a lot of people have that, but there is something about the first time you experience something. Like the other night when I had that lightheadedness and stuff, that was like probably the worst indigestion, heartburn I've ever had in my life because I'd never had it. Now that's probably just something that's going to happen to me when I eat big meals.
Right.
That's the rest of my life now. Like
sorry,
I know
man.
That. I know that because I'm getting older. 64% of Americans between the ages of 25 and 45 say that they feel physically older than they are. The study finds that 4 in 10 say they also have aches and pains that they have no idea where they came from, which is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I have the tingling in the feet. I have the Moby pain, stuff like that. The average American has seen different aches, or sorry, has 7 different aches that they can't explain. So I'm trying to think. Do I count each
like
one?
Right at this moment or just,
just
know,
things
coming
that you
and
live
going.
With? Things that you live with. Yeah, so
yeah.
I've got at least 7. I got
yeah.
the arm, the chest. Yeah,
I got a couple
yeah,
things
I got,
that should
I got
certainly be checked out.
My knee has been messed up lately, which is kind of a new thing. Like when I bend down, I was trying to wrap presents over Christmas and stuff. And when I like bend down and go on the floor, it locks up.
Hmm.
You ever have that happen?
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
And I can't straighten it out for half a second. The study says 4 in 10 say they have aches and pains that they have no idea where they came from. 7 different aches that they can't explain. Mentally, however, 73% say they feel younger than they actually are. Again, this is one of those things. Like, how do you know what you're supposed to feel like at this age? I don't know what a 38
Well, I can just
like.
Assume what someone my age
exactly.
feels
now,
like.
Now, when you're younger,
yeah, but
you looked up
and
to people.
I will feel like, oh, well.
They must have it all figured out.
Yeah, but I think if I look out these eyes, I'm like, I act more, think more like these people who are younger than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed to act more or like these people who are older than me.
But I
right?
hear that from
or
everyone.
My same age.
That's like a universal thing that I hear people say is that you, yeah, of course, when you grow up, you learn that you feel like a child trapped in an adult's body.
Yeah.
It seems to be pretty
seeing,
universal.
Yeah.
yeah. So I feel like that's normal. 63% of respondents admit that they feel much older than they expected to at their current age physically.
But I could see, depending on life circumstances, where they say, I feel old. Like, say you're 28 years old and you're married with 4 kids.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden maybe they're like, hey, do you feel older, you know, not only physically but both ways? You'd be like, yeah, I feel older.
Yeah, my buddy
mentally,
had 5
right?
kids by the time he was 30.
Right.
And I look at him and I see like his oldest kids now are, you know, getting ready to drive. And I'm like, man, we're the same age, but you seem like you're in a totally different world than me. So much more responsible, all these people that depend on you. You must feel much more like an adult. 9 out of 10 Americans report being concerned about their heart health.
Yeah.
90%. So see, Jeremy, it's normal.
I've done that. No, I've definitely gone and had it checked out.
87% are worried about their immune health, like their ability to not die, you know, to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Eye health, 87%. Those are all major concerns. What's making us feel old? Over half the people, 55%, say this perceived premature aging strengthens their belief in the adage, youth is wasted on the young.
Yeah, that's true.
One in three respondents add that parenting has aged them, and another 33% blame the uncomfortable state of their workstation ergonomics rather than stress of the actual jobs. So, you know, having kids, there's other factors too, cultural factors, things, but they say our perception of aging can be influenced by many things, but ultimately has little to do with our overall state of health. It's important to listen to your body, especially when it comes to eating healthy, staying healthy, exercising, all those things. I don't do any of that. So that's part of why.
You'd feel better if you did. You know that.
Right. And if I have a pain.
We all know that.
If you work out, you know that like a day or two later, if something hurts, you go, oh, I exercised.
Right. That's the other, that's the added benefit. Yeah. If you're like your leg hurts and you're old, but if you work out every day, you're always kind of sore.
Yeah.
That's the added benefit.
You can always blame it on
that. You don't freak out about it.
For me, I'm like, there's no reason this should be happening.
Right. Feels like I worked out, but I haven't worked out ever.
So do you guys feel physically older than you are?
No, I guess I feel normal.
I don't think you should say you feel physically older because I, even though you had, you know, what we just discussed, I feel like you've had a lot of, you never get headaches.
I don't.
Like,
I don't get sick very often.
Yeah.
No, I feel like whatever's going to do, I'm just going to die.
I never hear you say, like, my back hurts.
No,
or
I'm just
going to
die quick. Like, it'll just hit me, like, bam, out of the blue. I'll be at the old country buffet like my grandmother. Bam, head in the soup, dead.
That's how I want to go, man.
That's how my grandmother died. Imagine that. At the old country buffet by herself.
Oh,
awesome. Brain aneurysm, Dr. Dre style. We called her Dr. Francis. Head right in the soup. The manager had to call 911.
Oh.
Man. You live your whole life just to die in an old country buffet alone.
But at least you didn't die in the toilet.
She died alone at an old country buffet.
You're not alone at a buffet. And no one's alone.
You're more alone. You're sitting there by yourself, walking to the buffet yourself.
She was alone.
I mean, my God.
When she got stuck on the toilet or in the toilet.
Face in the soup.
That would have been a bad way to go, but your dad saved her. That's the same woman, right?
No.
What? That's a different woman that got
stuck
in the bathroom?
That's my mom's mom died in the cold country buffet.
Oh, really? I thought that was your
dad's
mom. My dad's
mom died in the loving arms of her son.
In the bathroom?
Or
was that a different
time? She didn't die there. She just fell there.
Okay.
My dad's mom fell in the bathroom. And got her head stuck in between the toilets.
He had to go get her. You remember that?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
My dad walked in because he was going to visit her, and she was in there like, ah, help. He had to see his mom with her pants down, head stuck. Thank God they're both dead.
Aww. Head stuck.
Look, I love both of them, but, man, that ain't something a son needs to see. He just came in and helped her. Her head was stuck in the toilet.
That's a bad way to die. What if she got entrapped there and died? That
would
have
been horrible.
Yes,
that would have been a bad way to die. But she didn't
food,
because someone
privilege.
Came and visited her.
Yeah, true.
The other one died because she was alone in an old country buffet and no one was there.
She died.
We all
she was
lived within like 7 minutes of her place, and she was out to dinner alone
at a buffet
at an old country buffet because it was the only thing that was close to her. She had to walk to the cross parking lot, had an aneurysm, and died in her soup. And the manager called us. And, broke the bad news. Can you imagine being that manager, too? Like, you kidding me?
Was it like a middle-aged manager?
$23,000 a year to make sure the chicken's full. And this old lady's going to die in the middle of the...
I'm sure it happened all the time.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of an expected thing if you're the manager.
They train you for that. Yes.
Yeah. It's the Church
of Laszlo. Hey, you said you have good news for me?
Yeah, good news. I just thought, how about some...
Old Uncle Slimfast with the good news.
How about some feel-good stuff to end the day? Because, we talked about all that insurrection stuff, feels like. Someone in Minnesota recently stole an envelope with about $300 worth of tips inside.
Okay.
And you say, well, that's not good news. But a group of five kids stepped up to help. They'd made money over the summer helping at their family's farm. They volunteered to donate the money, and they didn't quite make up the full $300, but it was a little over $200 that the kids gave to the restaurant. That's nice, isn't it?
Sure.
Some healthcare workers in California broke guidelines this week and let people skip the line to get vaccinated, but everyone agrees that they did the right thing because a freezer with 830 doses broke, and they had 2 hours before they would go bad. So they started making calls. Did you already hear about this?
No.
They started making calls because they got all these vaccines, and it was 830 of them.
Okay.
They're about to go bad. And so they start making all these calls, and they vaccinated a ton of first responders.
Okay, good.
So they got them on the phone. They got them there, and they ended up not wasting a single dose, which is pretty impressive. I told you about the homeless guy earlier. who turned in someone's wallet.
Yes.
And the granddaughter of the wallet owner says, I'm so happy about this. I'm going to give you my birthday money.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
Back in November, a preschool director in Indiana started working on a second job as an Uber driver, and she used all the money from it to buy Christmas gifts for her students. Did you guys hear about this one already?
No.
Oh, so you don't know how this ends? So she was working this other job. You know, you got teach from home or whatever they call it, remote learning. She needed extra money so that she could buy her students presents because a lot of them had fallen on hard times. She gets them presents. A car dealership finds out about this, and they bought her a brand new car. Not like a used one. They gave her a brand new car. I like stories where someone who doesn't have a good vehicle gets a brand new car. A doctor in Michigan has been driving hundreds of miles on his own in a truck to deliver doses of the vaccine to hospitals in rural areas. I listened to an interview with him. He's like, look, you know, yeah, it's not my job, but we've got people who either can't get here. You got older people who live out in rural areas and they can't get there. So he's been personally driving to these places to deliver vaccines. Nothing, guys? You're not feeling good from any of this stuff yet?
Right.
All right, it's one thing when a massive company like Starbucks does this, but now a small coffee shop in Kentucky is giving free coffee to frontline workers for the entire month of January. That's a lot of money to a small coffee shop. Entire month of January, it all happened because their landlord waived their rent this month and asked them to use the money to do something nice, so they said, we'll give free coffee
Look,
for
pay it forward, huh?
How about that?
Yeah.
All right, you could have missed this one over the holidays. Someone in Edmonton went around 400
homes. Why are you
giving
us all this good news? Oh, to make us feel better?
Yeah, because we've had a couple crappy days, right?
Okay, okay.
Someone in Edmonton went around 400 homes on Christmas Eve and left an envelope for each family. I did not know about the story, by the way. With $250 gift cards inside. He gave away a total, or I guess she, whomever. They gave away $100,000 in gift cards. Did you know about this? $100,000 in gift cards. $250 to each household. That's a lot of money. A wealthy person. A guy in Indiana decided to cash in his life savings worth $70,000. He used it to set up a free 24-hour food pantry to make sure people get enough to eat during the pandemic. Lazo, he cashed out his life insurance and opened a food pantry. We are bad people. Paramedic in South Dakota vaccinated
I got this nice text message. Said longtime listener. Love the show, even if every time I hear Lazo's voice, I'm reminded that he had sex with my ex on Valentine's Day.
What? When did that?
I just said it. I can't remember Valentine's Day. So. Well, you know, I did that for somebody.
You think it was like most recent Valentine's Day? Like
who knows? No, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't remember Valentine's Day to be remembered. Were we here?
Yeah, we were here.
No, a long time. It was before the pandemic.
Right before, yeah. Yeah, that was actually, I think, the day, if you go back and listen to the podcast, when I said, there's this virus in China, and I was like, I don't want to hear about the virus in China. No one cares about the virus in China.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Boring.
A paramedic in South Dakota, probably a listener of ours, got vaccinated by his boyfriend the other day. The boyfriend is a nurse who's been helping with vaccines. In the middle of giving the, shot there, he proposed.
Aww.
When he rolled up his sleeve, the ring was taped to his arm. He said, will you marry me?
That's cute.
Come on, Laszlo.
Yeah.
Laszlo doesn't like love.
Well, no,
Laszlo,
I'm just trying to remember
love.
Valentine's Day now.
Scratching
my head.
You feel like this is a threatening thing that this person is saying? Like,
I thought they were being nice. Like, you know, it bothers me knowing this, but it just bothers me not knowing what I did on Valentine's Day.
A preschool teacher in North Carolina lost his job because of the pandemic. He just hit the lottery for $250,000.
Nice.
That's pretty good
nice.
After losing your job. Over the holidays, a woman near Philadelphia went around to all the restaurants in her town and handed out cards filled with $100 worth of cash. She only planned to do 12 of them, but then people online started donating. They donated $18,000. She ended up giving over 100 servers and other employees these gift cards. I got two more for you.
Nice.
22-year-old guy in Hawaii found a woman's wallet, rode the bicycle. Actually, I already knew that one.
Yeah, we
talked
did
about that.
That
one in headlines.
Another wallet.
Okay, an ex-couple in Canada.
Oh,
we're talking about them too. That's the old couple. We already talked about them too.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I ran out of feel good stories. Life savings, cash in this.
Another wallet.
A couple. There's a couple wallets. And
a lot of wallets.
Another car. Is that all the feel good stories? Yeah. That's all I got. Oh, window pizza. Did I tell you guys about window pizza?
Window pizza.
I told you guys about window pizza, right?
No.
Maybe
no.
not. A guy in Philadelphia has been raising money for charity by making pizzas in his kitchen and then using a pulley system to drop them. I didn't tell you guys about this. To drop them to people from his second story window. Instead of charging, he asked them to donate to charity. and he's raised over $30,000 during the pandemic.
What?
Yeah, he's feeding like frontline workers and stuff. And
why? What's the pulley system thing?
He makes pizza. He's in an apartment. He makes pizza, and then he's got like a pulley. Drops it down the window.
Drops a pizza down to people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A cancer doctor in Arkansas recently closed his practice. I told you guys about that. Right before Christmas, there was a waitress in Maryland who got a tip of $2,000. It turns out someone also left a $2,000 tip for someone else in Massachusetts. I think I knew that too. Drive-thru worker in Canada mentioned to a customer that he used... Oh, we talked about the college fund. He got $20,000 from GoFundMe. Knew it already. Someone in New Mexico took two antique chairs from a couple's driveway. I don't know this. They brought them back. Oh, they restored them. I didn't know this. They got antique chairs from a couple's driveway, took them home, restored them Jack White style, and then took them back to the people. That's nice. Right,
but they already put the chairs on their driveway.
It sounds like they didn't want it. Well, they were junky.
They didn't want it to begin with.
They were junky, but I'll bet once he had them fixed,
you
guys are impossible to make feel good.
I remember your fiance, sir.
You guys are impossible. What?
I remember.
Oh, I thought you were looking at me like. What?
Oh, yes, I remember.
Do you actually remember?
Yeah, I know who she is.
Did you know that she was engaged, married?
No idea.
Or they're engaged now? Or what? Wait, what?
I'm not sure. I didn't. I just said, you know, what's her name, and now I remember for sure.
What did he say? He said, "My ex fiance."
He said, "I listen to the show every day. First time texter. I love it. Even though every time I hear Laszlo's voice, I have to know that he had sex with my fiance." So I don't know. Maybe they're fiancés now.
Maybe they worked out.
Yeah. So good for you. You know what? Don't think about me, man.
Hey, man.
Don't think about me. Everybody's got a past. Grow up.
Yeah. So she slept with Laszlo. Join the club.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. I just finished it up. That's the last beer of the day.
Which means it's time to go home, right? Hmm? That's what my dad always said. When you finish the last beer, it's time to go home.
Time to go, baby.
That's where there's more beer.
Did you have a good time? Did you learn anything today?
No.
Nothing at all, huh?
No, I learned about some of that stuff that happened yesterday.
I learned about the gavel, no take back.
Yeah.
That would have really come in handy for that guy.
Someone should have mentioned that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I learned you guys don't buy anything fun on Amazon.
No.
I learned that we all feel physically older than we are, but mentally younger than we are. But that's not really surprising. I learned, I already knew that. Yeah, that's it. The rest of it I already knew.
Mine was the big, gavel thing. If you're going to gavel someone in as president, you got to say no take backs after.
Right.
Yep. No take backs.
Remember that next time you storm the Capitol, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You ever going to storm? You know what? Forget it.
Do I look like I'm going to storm the Capitol? I told you.
You kind of look like you could have been one of those
guys. I got tingling in my feet right now.
Got neuropathy?
Yes. I have chest pains when I eat large meals.
24.
Telling you, I feel physically older than
his
I am.
His dad was like 70 when he had him. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
My dad didn't have me. My mom did.
Well, the sperm made you.
Yeah, it was old sperm.
It was old sperm.
Yeah, but the eggs were even older, if you think about it. Because the eggs, they're like actually old, right? They've been sitting there forever.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. At least my dad was making new stuff.
Barren.
It was the old hits, or, new crappy music. I feel like the sperm was new music, but not good. And the egg was like, the old hits.
Fair enough. Good show, Mikey. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.